For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and as usual, it is an honor and privilege to be here with you every single week discussing the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. Our show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a local health and wellness pharmacy. They've been a staple here in Bethesda for the past 40 years, offering the community pharmacy, compounding pharmacy, and health and wellness services located on West Cedar Lane. Feel free to stop in. And all of our other wonderful sponsors that help us keep this show going. Every single week, I get feedback from patients and emails saying how much they enjoy the show. So I hope all of you listening today enjoy it as well. We've got a really good show lined up for you. We're going to be shedding light on a topic that is relatively a common topic to discuss in the health industry, but is one that continues to need further investigation and debate, not because we don't know whether or not we should use it, because as in many aspects of natural medicine, the more research we do, the more understanding we have, the more we look at these substances, the more we learn about them. And the data is changing for the good. Pretty much every single month, every single week, we're seeing new things come around. And this, as many of you know, has been a bit of a renaissance for the natural product industry, for this idea of getting back to health and wellness, that diet and nutrition can serve an important role in health. Clearly, for many, many years, the pharmaceutical companies and the idea that drug therapies were the only way to influence health is clearly getting eroded to some degree. We see that with the rise of even pop culture things like the Dr. Oz show, where now we have a daytime show that filled up pretty much Oprah's old slot, where all he talks about is health and wellness issues. And not everybody agrees with it, but there's enough people in popular culture across America who are gaining this momentum of looking at these things. And as we look at it, we start to get scientists looking at it, and we start to get researchers looking at it, and clinicians looking at it, and starting to understand how can we really improve health, make people live better, healthier lives? How do we take this whole field of health science and apply it in the best possible way? So today is not a new topic, but the things we're going to be discussing about today's topics are new and really important for you to be aware of. Today we're going to be talking about omega-3 fatty acids. These are the quote-unquote fish oils, and we're going to be discussing some different aspects about them and discussing some of the aspects of, you know, how do you always know what to do with your health and wellness needs. Should you take this supplement? Shouldn't you take this supplement? I heard this diet's the best diet this week, and now next week it's this diet. And as I'm going to talk about with my guest, I see the frustration day in and day out with people relating to this question mark of what should I do? Last week I heard that this is the best thing, and this week I heard that this is the best thing. I don't know what to do anymore. So that's where we're going to be starting the conversation out and really shedding some light on common sense. So my special guest today is Stuart Tomp, with over 20 years experience in the field of nutritional medicine. Stuart is an authority on evidence-based dietary supplements. He's a respected consultant to the World Health Organization and integrative physicians worldwide, having traveled the world as an educator and trainer for over 10 years. With an accomplished background in media appearances, Stuart is adept at educating, entertaining, and delivering a powerful message on important health subjects in today's changing world. In addition, he was a contributing writer in Dr. Perricone's 7 Secrets to Beauty, Health, and Longevity. Stuart currently serves as national educator and spokesperson for Nordic Naturals. Stuart, thanks for being on the phone with us today.
Oh, Dr. Kevin, it's my great pleasure to be here with you. What a confusing time we live in with the conflicting information. As we planned for our conversation today, it reminded me of my recent trip to New Zealand. I had a chance to go from the South Island to the North Island, and Nordic Naturals put on these big education events. They're very education-oriented. And at the end of my trip, they set up a special meeting with me for all of the press, as many as they can get, journalists and television people, and the former vice president of Johnson & Johnson, who's now retired, very well-to-do, and a big proactive health advocate, set up this big event. And I did the lecture that I give primarily to healthcare professionals to show them how serious the omega-3 science is and how important of a conversation this is. And one of the journalists walked up to me and said, "Stuart, you're convincing, you've got very good data, and we've lost the trust of the audience. Every time they turn on their computer, they hear, I should be taking this, I shouldn't be taking this. This was good, now this is bad. How in the world do we frame this conversation when the audience is exhausted because the information changes by the minute?"
Yeah, it really is a true, you know, concern, because they're so hard to understand, you know, what is good, because the messages are so conflicting. One day having, you know, there's data showing having a few alcoholic beverages a week is healthy for you, and the next day it tells you it's going to kill you, and one day coffee's good for you, and the next day it's bad for you, and one day this supplement is the best thing for preventing cancer, and the next day it's going to kill you from cancer. And literally, it is that diametrically opposed. So let's talk about, because there's been an interesting example of this with omega-3s that's kind of made a splash in the media, Stuart. You know, let's talk about these two studies that recently came up, one showing a potential significant benefit for cancer issues and one showing a detriment. So let's talk about the, I don't know, which one do you want to start with first? Should we talk about the prostate study or the breast cancer study first?
I think we should start with the prostate cancer study, the one that just hit the airwaves. And, doctor, I was on vacation when that came out. And it was hard for me to turn my brain off. I've been given a great opportunity to be mentored by some of the top lipid scientists in the world. I work for an organization that is so interested in really understanding and educating and teaching that they've let me immerse myself in the world of lipidology. So knowing that all of my colleagues that have now become my friends were emailing me and they got the vacation responder on. They were calling me and you got the message that I wouldn't be available for a couple of weeks was an enormous challenge for me as a omega-3 teacher to turn my brain off, because this study hit the airwaves a couple of weeks ago and the press line was fish oil linked to aggressive prostate cancer. And I didn't get a chance to really read this in detail until a couple of days ago when I came back from vacation. And I was shocked at the lack of rigor, of journalistic rigor, even in listening to the podcasts that were on NPR with the lead author of the paper. The disconnect that I'm seeing between what the data actually tells us, what the science is actually telling us, and then the way that it's translated and reported in the media, that is almost as terrifying as losing the trust of your patients.
Yeah. It's almost, it almost does become a media circus. And, you know, as we know, media is, the goal is to sell papers, attract listeners, sell magazines. And we all know that fear-based things will sell and get more attention than something that's positive. And, you know, to come out knowing how many people in the United States take fish oil, as it is one of the top five supplements that people take, how popular it is, how much good press it's gotten, to come out and splash all over the headlines this idea that this one study now links fish oil consumption to aggressive prostate cancer, it's going to get attention. And to be honest, I don't think any journalists really care whether or not the data is all that true. They just care about getting the information out there and leading out with the story that's going to get listeners. Or at least that's what it seems like when you look at the media coverage of it. So let's break it down a little bit, because, you know, sometimes every once in a while, data does come out suggesting that what we do with natural products may not be always a good idea. So I don't like to just sit here and say from one stance, any study showing that a negative effect from a natural product, an herb, a nutrient, a vitamin, an oil is all just, you know, a bunch of hype and conspiracy. Some of them are legitimate, but let's break it down a little bit. What did this study really show, Stuart? I mean, what was the take-home message? When you really look at the data, how did things get so misconstrued?
Well, the way that it got misconstrued, I think we'll, in our conversation, we'll see if we can shed some light on that. The huge disconnect is that This was old data, and I'm going to be less technical than I normally am, because I want to make sure that this is a very fluid and dynamic conversation that everyone can follow. So I'm not going to use any of the research jargon. They had some old data, and the researchers decided to go back. Now, this data was to look at the benefit of other nutrients. It had nothing to do with omega-3. They were looking at selenium and vitamin E. And the researchers went back into the old data, and they picked a handful of people, about, say, 6% of the overall study population, so a very small amount. And they looked at their omega-3 levels at baseline before the study. It was a six-year time frame that we're looking at. And they made this observation that the men that ended up developing prostate cancer had a slightly higher level of omega-3 in their system than the men that did not develop the prostate cancer. So small was the difference. And the researchers were not looking at the role of omega-3 in prostate cancer. They went back and basically mined this data, and there's no evidence anywhere that the men in the study were actually taking fish oils at all. So they extrapolated from this, interestingly enough, higher levels, slightly higher levels of omega-3 at baseline over a long period of time correlated to higher rates of aggressive prostate cancer. Now, to put it in the tongue-in-cheek so we can kind of keep this a little light, I read a counter-argument to this yesterday that said, yes, there's a correlation between heavy consumption of dark chocolate and winning the Nobel Prize, but good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so how this got translated, because if you can allow me to get just a little technical, the methodology of the testing, there's several different ways to measure omega-3 in the human body. The measurement that they chose to use could actually change the amount of omega-3 in their test result based on you eating one meal of fish the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one test that shows sort of short-term changes in your fatty acids. What you really would have wanted to do if you were doing a real omega-3 study was to look at a red blood cell sample or a tissue punch biopsy so that we could really see what's going on in the tissues. Monitor the patient through the whole 6 years and take multiple samples. Look at what their omega-3 intake was at baseline, during, and at the end of the study. If you were really going to have a well-controlled study to see the correlation between omega-3 and aggressive prostate cancer. The way this was reported was fish oil directly linked
right.
prostate cancer. It's just preposterous.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's the issue. I mean, they're, you know, it's a study mining data that wasn't geared specifically at fish oil. It wasn't designed to tease out this type of information. When you looked retrospectively, they saw trends. They maybe saw some type of correlation. But as we talk about, correlation does not equal causation. You know, and were they actually looking at the data correctly? Were they actually looking at it accurately? And maybe the conversation should have been, you know, a slight association was seen. We need further research, or let's look at the other data, other studies that have been more closely done looking at fish oil and prostate cancer. And in fact, there have been those that have been done, and most of them show a very significant benefit for prostate cancer and fish oil. So, you know, it goes in the face of a lot of other research that's been done related to prostate cancer and fish oil. But of course, it's a, you know, every researcher wants to be a rock star and the media wants to sell things. And it got, I think, completely misconstrued in what it said and what the title looked like. And this is what people come in to my office with. And we talked about this, Stuart. You know, what did you say? You don't trade logic for, you know, data for logic. Is that how you framed it?
Yeah, we've collected so much information and so much data that we've decided to trade wisdom and even the ability to think. We're looking at the data saying, this is what all the data is saying. So I'm wondering if we've made this, it's probably just a natural pendulum swing. Now that we have so much access to so much information and so much user-generated content, people take to Twitter and social media. And I find this, you know, my primary role is to teach people in health food stores how to not exaggerate the omega-3 story, I teach them the basic science, so they have a fundamental understanding of how to speak intelligently to their customers. But we've reached this strange point. You probably see this as a healthcare professional more than most people, that user-generated content, the blogosphere and Twitter and social media, actually has outranked the venerable ivory tower. Peer-reviewed academia is considered irrelevant and marginalized in comparison to somebody's feeling or their tweet or their opinion. That could be very dangerous for public health policy.
Yeah. Now, let's go to the other side of it, because, you know, right before this study came out and, you know, everybody started questioning whether or not they should take their fish oil supplement. And I think what we're going to have to do is take a break. But, you know, this is the other side of it. I'd like to discuss this a breast cancer study that was well-designed, huge population was looked at, that actually shows a benefit. So, you know, when we come back from the break, and I hate to have to cut off here, but I have to take a break, we're going to talk about a study that shows the exact opposite in relation to fish oil and cancer. So how could one study show if you take fish oil, you're going to get cancer, and another study show if you take fish oil, you might prevent it? Let's try and bring these worlds together and help you understand what you need to do to make informed decisions when choosing different natural supplements. So when we come back from the break, we're going to pick this conversation up. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. Thank you for being with me today. It is always a privilege and honor to be here. We are talking today about omega-3 fatty acids, and more importantly, what we're leading the show off with is this debate or this discussion on why there's so much contradictory information when it comes to different, particularly natural supplements. How one day you can see a study that shows this natural product is going to save your life, and on the next day that same product product that you told you it's going to kill you or it's bad for you. And we're having this discussion around fish oil based on a recent study and a lot of media attention on this one study that said fish oil causes or is correlated with advanced and aggressive prostate cancers. And in the last segment, we discussed why some of the data associated with that study was actually poor, how there's no way the headline associated with that study could conceivably be verified by the data that they got from the study. And now we want to talk about what are some studies that have shown that fish oil is actually really helpful for you. And that's what we're looking at right now. Stuart, you had sent me over an article in preparation for the radio show, I think before even this prostate cancer study came out, about a large study that was done that correlated or looked at the association between omega-3 fatty acids and breast cancer. So can you just kind of outline that study a little bit, and then we can sort of take this discussion to the next level?
Yes, it's important if we're trying to look at big trends that we look at big data sets. And in this particular paper, and I would encourage everyone to look at the British Medical Journal, BMJ, their website. They have wonderful podcasts that are on there. They're really shaking up the research world. They publish very, very insightful papers. And the title of this paper is Intake of Fish Oil and Marine Omega-3 Polyunsaturated Fatty Acids and Risk of Breast Cancer, Meta-Analysis of Data from 21 Independent Prospective Cohort Studies. So they looked at major participation. There were 883,585 participants.
Wow.
From 21 independent studies.
So almost.
So if
a
you
million
want big
people.
Numbers, yep. I mean, you're a doctor. I mean, that's pretty big.
Yep.
Now we've had some very interesting conversation over the years about the role of, well, which of the omegas, whether it's the plant-based or the omega-3 supplements or eating the fish itself, which of those seem to have the greatest benefit for relative risk reduction. And what this study added to the data that had never been seen before was that high intake, this is actually now taking the supplements, not just a baseline of where your omega-3 status is, but high intake of supplements, omega-3 fatty acids, was associated with a 14% reduction in the risk of breast cancer, and that each 0.1 gram, so you're talking about each 100 milligram per day, or 1% energy increment of intake, was associated with a 5% reduction in risk, showing that as the omega-3 consumption went up, that the risk goes down, to show that those are beautifully and elegantly connected. This is like the exact opposite of the prostate cancer study finding.
Right, sure. Now, I mean, that begs the question. They're not two prostate cancer studies. Maybe fish oil is good for the breast but bad for the prostate. You know, I mean, that's the question that sort of
But here's where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
In 2011, another clinical trial was published that gave patients about to undergo a prostatectomy either a low-fat diet plus fish oil supplements or a Western diet with no supplements for 4 to 5 weeks prior to surgery. The fish oil supplemented group showed a 32.2% decrease in malignant cancer proliferation when prostate tissue was analyzed after surgery.
Right. Yep. So, I mean, and I bring that question up rhetorically because you could make the argument maybe it's good for the breast and not good for the prostate. Now, of course, the data, as you point out, does not support that because there's been a lot of research on fish oils for prostate health, and the vast majority of it has been overwhelmingly positive. Of course, you don't hear about those stories very often because, again, the media coverage for those kind of stories is going to fall pretty limp. But something like it causes prostate cancer is going to alarm everyone and get a ton of clicks, a ton of readerships, ton of advertising dollars. Everybody is happy, except nobody knows what to do. Now, if you think about it from logic, Stuart, let's talk about it. I mean, what in the world do omega-3 fatty acids do? Let's go back to logic. Let's not try and figure out, you know, how we pick apart data and look at studies that weren't even designed to measure fish oil and pull data out of them related to omega-3s. I mean, what about logic? What is the role of omega-3 fatty acids when it comes to cellular health? Do they have a role in helping ourselves be healthier, in helping our bodies be healthier, in helping our bodies function optimally? And of course, the question is yes. So let's get to logic. What do omega-3s do, Stuart?
Well, I want to just segue for 1 second before I answer that. One thing that was brought to my attention as I was playing catch up with this was the idea that if omega-3, if we use just even before we get into mechanism of action, if omega-3 was somehow connected to high levels of aggressive prostate cancer, then would it stand to reason that the places that had the highest level of omega-3 consumption would also have the highest levels of prostate cancer? Doesn't that stand to reason?
It does, yeah.
So what we would look at then is, do the Japanese, which had traditionally had the highest levels of omega-3, then we dovetail that with certain people in the Mediterranean, Sardinia, along the Amalfi Coast. It's not all the same there, but in a lot of those areas, Crete. And then we look at Norway and Finland, because those are hugely different in terms of their intake, and then look at Iceland. We start looking at all the places that have the highest levels of omega-3 in their tissues, regardless of where they are in the world. Like, forget that whole idea of the zone, the
right.
blue zone.
Or yep.
Would those places that have the highest levels of omega-3 in their tissues also have the highest levels of prostate cancer? And that's not what we found. We found the exact opposite.
Right.
When you even look at vegans or vegetarians that happen to have high levels of omega-3 and low levels of omega-6 because they're eating a more balanced diet, they have lower levels of cancer and prostate cancer. When we look at fish eaters, I remember that one study that was done in Mount Athos with these Greek monks that were living in this very monastic culture, eating a lot of fish, fresh fruits and vegetables, fasting regularly, a little bit of red wine occasionally. They had the lowest levels of prostate cancer ever recorded. So it doesn't even pass the smell test, even before we look at the mechanism of action. And one of the mechanisms of action of omega-3 that doesn't get talked enough about is the role of how EPA and DHA specifically help blow up bad cells when need be. Omega-3 is connected to the very complex process of apoptosis, programmed cell death, and there are all kinds of newly discovered mechanisms of action that show how EPA and DHA omega-3 orchestrate the resolution of inflammation. Not just that they are anti-inflammatory, that's too much of an oversimplification, but that you need EPA and DHA omega-3 to modulate and resolve the immune inflammatory cascade, which we know unresolved may be part of the proliferative cascade that can lead to cancer. So it's almost like this is the antidote in terms of creating the milieu that the body would want to protect itself for as long as possible.
Right. And it makes total sense. I mean, at this point, with a culture that is so focused on science needing to justify everything related to the health or science field or health science field, sometimes you just have to take a step back. Do we really need a study to tell us that eating broccoli is healthy for us? I mean, sure, it's interesting, you know, and I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, there is a lot of good data in the field of nutrigenomics now that tells us actually how broccoli affects our genetic expression based on the compounds in some of these plants like broccoli and cruciferous vegetables and turmeric, how they alter our genetic expression to increase endogenous antioxidant production and glutathione production and help make us healthier by actually altering our genetic expression. That's really cool and interesting to understand, but do we really need that kind of research to go on the logic that these things are healthy for us?
Well, the challenge with that is, and I'm a fully recovered conspiracy theorist. When I was younger and far more hyperbolic than I am now, you know, I thought that there was a organized conspiracy, the man and all that stuff. The reality is that the kind of research that we need to demonstrate the long-term health benefits of diet and lifestyle, the kind of research that we need to fit into that keyhole of what we're calling evidence-based medicine, we're never, ever, ever going to be able to fund, construct, and maintain studies long enough to demonstrate the point. There are far too many variables.
Right.
Drugs break down through so many biological pathways. They're so powerful that you're never, ever going to be able to meet the rigor that's needed for a lot of people to say it's evidence-based. And I've also learned, unfortunately, because of the sequestration and all the budget cutting, that there are so many fixed costs in places like the NIH that the amount of money, I was just listening to Darius Mosafarian from Harvard. Dr. Darius Mosafarian is one of the top omega-3 experts right now, lecturing and writing and teaching. And he reminded us, we were at the American Oil Chemist Society meeting. He said the fixed costs at the NIH are so high that we're going to have, say, maybe a 70% reduction in new research.
Yeah.
70%. So how are we ever going to demonstrate that diet and lifestyle has real profound health benefits if we can't do the research? How are we going to be able to make the claims?
Right. And I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, I love learning how broccoli alters our genetic expression to make us healthier. I think the research is useful, but every once in a while when things get too confusing to figure out and sort through, when one day an article says, you know, fish oil causes prostate cancer, and another day it says it cures prostate cancer, or, you know, helps reduce the risk of prostate cancer, and you don't know what to do, I think it's important, you know, because you're faced with decisions. Now, you can come and see health professionals like myself and other nutritionists and people who are very well educated on these issues to sort through the data. But sometimes it's important just to take a step back and think about what is logical. You know, we as humans, you know, have been in our current form for around 300,000 years. And if you rewind and think about, you know, what mechanisms of influence was our body under when it designed the processes of physiology, what were we exposed to? We ate a varied diet. We ate fruits. We ate vegetables. We ate fish. We spent time in the sun. We moved and we exercised every day. We did lots of things. And under those pressures is how our body developed its cellular machinery to be optimal. It's only been a tiny little millisecond in time that we've dramatically changed the nutritional and physical and environmental influences on our system, and things are going haywire in a different way. So, you know, sometimes taking a step back and thinking about it logically is a good place to start in understanding what to do. Now, when it comes to supplements, it does bring up a whole other question, especially when you talk about something like fish oil, because I'm sure, Stuart, you know, we could elaborate this, and we have for whole entire shows. You know, fish oils can contain contaminants because they come from animals that come from the oceans. And if they're not processed carefully, they can be highly oxidized, which can be a strain on the system. And so when you're looking at extrapolating something that makes sense from the diet into something that you're now going to take as a supplement, I think one of the most important steps you can do in that process as somebody seeking better health is to make sure that the product you're going to take as the supplement meets really specific standards for purity and quality and potency, so that you're getting something that's clean and you're going to be getting what nature intended you to get. Like if you went out in a pristine river in Alaska and caught a wild salmon, built a fire by the side of the creek, filleted it 10 minutes after you caught it and cooked it, you know, you're going to be getting something that's fresh, that's clean, you know, that has properties that nature intended us to get. So, you know, all things to consider when trying to decide how to make decisions when there's so much conflicting data out there. And I encourage people to be, you know, detectives. Don't just take at face value what you see in the latest media study, whether it's resveratrol is going to extend your life 15 years, you know, is the magical anti-aging, because that, again, was also, in my opinion, something that was blown out of proportion. Although resveratrol has some very unique and useful properties and clinical applications, it's not the anti-aging bombshell that everybody wanted it to be when the story started breaking. That was an over-exaggeration of positive benefit, in my opinion. But also be careful about looking at the things that over-exaggerate the negative benefit of these things in the natural product industry. Take a logical approach, read multiple news sources, try and find both sides of the story, and discover and make an educated opinion or decision on your own. When we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up the conversation and discussing some other very specifics about omega-3. And we're going to be talking now about some of the dichotomy and recommendations when it comes to diet. Some people say eat a high-fat diet. Some people say eat a no-fat diet. Some people say eat protein. Some people say eat vegetarian. How do you decide what's best for you? We're going to take this conversation and now apply it to nutrition, specifically related to omega-3s and omega-6s, which we know that balance plays a huge role in regulating optimal human physiology. So when we come back from the break, got a lot to discuss. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero, and we're going to be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, and we're here sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, located in Bethesda, Maryland. Today, we've been talking about some of the conflicting data that's been coming out related to fish oils and really addressing this whole topic of, you know, how to make educated decisions about what to take and what not to take. I'm sure there's many people out there who feel very firmly about the idea that these, you know, natural supplements do have benefit, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have been taking things because they heard they were good, and then all of a sudden a study like this comes out and they're really questioning what they should do. And it's frustrating because you may have heard that fish oil is really beneficial for cardiovascular health and you may have some cardiovascular issues, but now you're scared to take it because you heard it's not good for your prostate. Well, again, you know, it's really important to seek through the data and understand and work with people that can help you figure it out. So my special guest today is Stuart Tomp. He's got over 20 years of experience in the field of nutritional medicine. He's an authority on evidence-based dietary supplements and a respected consultant to the World Health Organization and Integrative Physicians worldwide. He currently serves as the national educator and spokesperson for Nordic Naturals, which is one of the leaders in fish oil supplements here in the United States. So Stuart, thanks for being on with us today.
Well, what a great conversation, and I was excited to come back to your question about mechanism of action.
Yeah.
Because I think that then sets the stage. if we get too concerned about, well, is it good for this? Is it good for that? If we can remind ourselves over and over what exactly omega-3 does in the body.
Yeah, and I don't want to interrupt, Stuart. I want you to go with it. But to keep it into perspective, I mean, omega-3s are classified as these essential fatty acids, these EFAs. Our body does not produce these things. I mean, this is not, you know, you have to get omega-3s in your system to stay alive. You know, these are not luxury nutrients. Your body can't produce them on their own. They play a role in health because without them, our cells don't work. So, you know, it begs a question that, you know, understanding the mechanism of action, understanding the role that these oils play in cellular health is not just about maximizing health beyond what, you know, we like to see. It's about literally the fundamental aspects of cellular machinery necessary for our bodies to even stay alive.
And that is an important distinction that I think gets lost in this conversation. If we look at the omega-3 side, because we don't make omega-6 LA and we don't make ALA omega-3, let's try to keep the lingo to a quiet roar. But on the omega-3 side of the conversation, there are four known biological functions that are agreed upon. There are many more that are alluded to, but there are four known biological functions. As you said, they are incorporated as structural components of cell membranes, so we're made of trillions and trillions of cells. They play a role in increasing fluidity and allowing for proper function of proteins, meaning if you don't have enough omega-3, you've got more saturates. As we get older, we make less of the unsaturated fat. So your body will take carbohydrates that we don't use for energy, we'll turn those into saturated fats. Your body then takes the saturated fat and adds a double bond. You are an omega-9 making machine, as I am, as we all are, to add a little bit of fluidity to the cell membrane. That slows down as we age. So when we take things like omega-3, they're polyunsaturated, meaning they're more flexible. They're like slinkies. They go into the cell membrane, and they help everything just work properly. Next, EPA and DHA are oxidized to generate these bioactive metabolites that are hormone-like. They don't move around the body. They're locally activated. We call these things eicosanoids and docosanoids, one for EPA, one for DHA, that help regulate inflammation in the body. We know that omega-3 modulate enzyme activity. They inhibit protein kinase and prevent the increase in calcium and potassium in the cells. So that's very important for as we age, to age successfully. And then as you talked about with the gene expression, omega-3s also regulate gene expression involved in inflammation, cell proliferation, like I mentioned earlier, cell death, and oxidative stress. So the mechanisms of action of omega-3, whether it comes from a plant and then your body then converts it, or whether you eat an animal that ate the plant, the mechanism of action of omega-3, EPA, and DHA, I've never seen a nutrient that had as profound and as robust mechanisms of action for different areas of health than omega-3. Have you?
I mean, the only one I could possibly compare it to is, you know, the role of vitamin D, which sort of is classified more so as, you know, one of the body's most powerful steroid hormones. But yeah, I mean, omega-3s play this critical role in cell membrane health. And I think people have this idea when they think about a cell and they think about the health of the cell. I always ask patients, say, what do you think is the most important part of your cell? And typically where people go is they say, well, the nucleus, that's what's got the DNA. That's what codes for everything. The nucleus is the most important. Well, understand that you can have a cell and you can remove the nucleus and the cell can still go on surviving until it has to divide. If you take a cell and you break the cell membrane or damage the cell membrane, you have immediate death. The cell membrane is where everything happens. It's where nutrients are allowed in. It's where waste is allowed out. It has all of the receptors that get all of the signaling to tell the nucleus what to do from our hormones, from vitamin D, from the cytokines, from everything. The cell membrane is really where the rubber hits the road for cellular health and cellular function. And so having these omega-3, omega-6 balances and these correct balances of saturated and unsaturated fats and creating a cellular membrane conducive to health has so many far-reaching important capabilities for regulating human health and physiology. And I think that's why, you know, as you alluded to, omega-3s play so many roles in regulation of health.
You sound like a man and a doctor that has studied the work of Bruce Lipton.
Yes.
And when I had a chance to have a conversation with Dr. Lipton, was for they gave us an hour. He was in New Zealand at the time. He was writing Spontaneous Evolution, which was the book before the most recent one. And I tried to get him to join our medical advisory team. And so it was a great conversation. It was sort of like my dinner with Andre, quantum physics for an hour with Dr. Lipton and Stu, where I had the whole company just eavesdropping in the conversation. And they were waiting, you know, to get to the final punchline of, like, when am I going to ask him to join the advisory team? And I just wanted to hear what he had to say about this. And he echoed what you just said over and over and over. He said, Stu, remember, the cell membrane is a liquid crystal semiconductor of gates and channels. It is the brain. The environment dictates the biology. DNA doesn't turn itself on and off. You have to remember how important the cell membrane is. Now, he ended up not wanting to be part of our advisory board because he didn't want to be connected with any supplement. And I understand that. But Dr. Kevin, I asked him, I said, well, then why is it that you take Nordic Naturals? Because that's how we got the conversation with him. And he had one of the most zen answers I've ever heard. He said, Stuart, Margaret, which is his wife, make sure that I take my omega-3 every day. I don't need to tell you, Stuart, how important omega-3s are.
Right.
So it is so important. People forget that. And in the health food store craze and in the information craze, people are confused about how much omega-3 they need every day.
Right.
And they are not getting enough.
Right.
And that's a problem.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the other thing, Stuart. One of my other favorite radio shows I've done on omega-3, you were the guest. And I think, you know, one of the things that we point out and that you so elaborately discussed in the last show that we talked about, which, you know, is really refreshing considering that you're coming to the table as a guest, as a representative of a company that makes fish oil supplements. The take-home message is that actually to get a healthy cell membrane, it's not just about swallowing a bunch of fish oil pills. It's about managing the relative intake of omega-3s to omega-6s. So this leads us to the question a little bit around diet and nutrition and diet. And I'd like for you to drive that point home and not to discount the important role of fish oil supplements, but to put them into perspective so that people understand, you know, like the resveratrol overhype, you're not going to live to be 150 with no health problems just because you take fish oil every day.
Well, I remember that conversation we had, and I was hoping we could put a fine point today on it by reviewing that. And I have something new, and we'll sort of start with the new work and then go backwards. The laboratory that I am encouraging people to get their omega-3 blood tested at, and you offer testing there, and there's different methodologies, and there's all that counts is that you do it. So I'm going to make the pitch to audiences, the audience out there, get your omega-3 status tested. Go to a place where there are educated naturopaths like Dr. Kevin and other doctors that are integrative specialists that understand this. But you need to know, we all need to know, that it's the amount of omega-3 in the tissue HUFA, meaning the highly unsaturated fatty acid omega-3 relative to the highly unsaturated fatty acid omega-6. That's what counts, whether you're a vegan or you're one of these paleo girls or guys. That's what counts. And since I spoke to you last, the laboratory that I get information from and I recommend showed me what they're calling now the Nigerian paradox. They looked at U.S. adults and infants, Russian adults and infants, and Nigerian adults and infants. And they found in this one group in Nigeria, these people that are not eating a lot of fish, they're certainly not taking supplements in this population. They're not eating Pam and Spam and Ding Dongs and Chicken Nuggets and Hoes and Krispy Kremes. And through a nice, healthy, balanced diet, they have as much omega-3 in their tissues as the Japanese that are eating more fish, up to 1,500 pounds per person per year in Japan. And that's because that competition between omega-3 and omega-6, whether it's plant-based or whether it's animal-based. So if you didn't catch the show that Dr. Kevin and I were talking about some of the resources, there's a website that my mentor put together called fastlearners.org, F-A-S-T, we're all fast learners, fastlearners.org. and it will take you to the omega-3, omega-6 balance scores. And Dr. Lanz won a Lifetime Achievement Award, $500,000 from Pfizer, did a lot of work on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And they asked Dr. Lanz, what do you want to study now? And he said, you know, I'll bet you if the public realized that the PUFAs, the polyunsaturates we eat, maintain the HUFAs, the highly unsaturated fats that make the hormone-like compounds, and if we could quantify the balance of omega-3 to omega-6 in every food listed in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's database, people could just make more judicious food choices and get a high level of omega-3 in their tissues, not have to take tons of supplements, and not have to pay for testing. You know what amazes me, Dr. Kevin? So few people take advantage of this free website that this major scientist put together to help the world.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't want to take the time. If you go to the food calculator at fastlearners.org, you'll see things, and I'll give you one for example. Safflower oil, which has been touted lately as a fat loss supplement, one tablespoon of safflower oil is a negative 108. What does that mean? That's like a mega dose of omega-6.
Mm-hmm.
One tablespoon. Now, if you were to eat one tablespoon of safflower oil every day, like one of the television hosts is recommending you do so you fit in your skinny jeans, you may want to take one tablespoon of cod liver oil, which is a plus 172, which means it's loaded with omega-3. So once they get the message, it's all about balance.
Yeah.
Whether you're a vegan, whether you're a vegetarian, whether you're on the paleo diet, you could throw yourself out of balance if you don't have the right omega-3 in your tissues, regardless of how well you're doing with everything else.
Mm-hmm. It's a really important point to make, and that's really what a lot of the research tells us, is it's more about balancing the intake rather than it is about taking, let's say, more omega-3s. If you're taking a lot of omega-3s, but you're still consuming a lot of omega-6s, you're not going to reach that HUFA balance that you want in the cellular membrane. And as we talked about, the cell membrane is where the rubber hits the road for your cellular health. It is the often overlooked, very little talked about, but most important cellular structure when it comes to regulating physiology. So when we come back from the break, Stuart, I'd like to wrap up our exciting conversation today on fish oils, omega-3s, and diet and supplements and nutrition. So this is Dr. Kevin Becerra with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension. With 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system, extraordinary enzymes help your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension. Extraordinary enzymes. New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarti from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, honored, as always, to be here with you. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Gosh, we've covered a lot. So happy to have my friend and colleague on, Stuart Tomk, who's been sharing with us great information around omega-3. We've certainly covered a lot of really good information. In this last segment, we have a couple really exciting things going on. We alluded to in the last segment this one of the premier labs, been founded by one of the premier researchers in omega-3 fatty acids, is now offering these at-home tests that you can do to measure your omega-3, omega-6 balance. This is the key for understanding what you should be doing with your diet and with supplements to get the healthy ratios. It's the same thing that I tell every patient who comes in looking for a recommendation on how much vitamin D should I take. My answer is, we need to test you to understand how much you need. They say, Doc, should I take 2,000? Should I take 4,000? I heard 5,000. I heard 10,000 on so-and-so's newsletter. It doesn't matter. It's about what your blood levels are. One person may need 1,000. One person may need 10,000. It's not about the overall recommendation. It's about what your body needs. And in order to determine what your body needs, you have to be tested. And the same is true when it comes to fish oil. If you want to know how much fish oil you should take, how you can should construct your diet in omega-3 and omega-6 ratio, you have to know what your levels are. And this lab can help you do it. So, Stuart, tell us about the lab and tell us about this amazing promotion that they're doing that's available to our listeners for only, you know, for this show, which airs on Sunday. Go ahead.
Well, if you log on to omega3test.com, omega3test.com. At the bottom of the page, you'll see it says offer code.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the test that's normally $200 and Mayo Clinic farms it out to this lab, they charge $350. Your audience can get the test for $49.99, but they have to use the code DrKevin4999. So just make sure to enter DrKevin4999 where it says offer code. Then the laboratory will know because they agreed to do this for your audience. And this way, everyone will get a baseline test. Please, please do not be freaked out if you get a low omega-3 HUFA score. You can change this in 3 months. It measures red blood cell turnover. So I've had many people take the test, and they're really healthy, and they get a real low score, and they get really panicked. This does not fear anything. This tells you, just like the vitamin D test Dr. Kevin mentioned, you don't really know how much you need until you get this baseline test.
Yeah, and the data on this test and getting your HUFA scores to have higher omega-3 percentages has been directly correlated to some very significant health issues, primarily, right, Stuart, heart disease, correct?
Well, some pretty profound risk reduction, 90% risk reduction of primary cardiac arrest.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty significant.
I mean, New England Journal of Medicine, this is not, there's no mystery here. Now, the problem that we're having in research, I know we're running out of time here, we're trying to get every scientist to use this kind of test at baseline. If they would have done this at the prostate cancer test,
right,
the study,
yep,
we would have better data. So
yep,
this is slowly matriculating. There's some labs, doctors rather, that are getting this approved by insurance. Most are not.
Right.
So for $49.99,
yeah, you can't beat
you might
it.
Have your most important number.
Yeah, it's a $200 test. Go to www.omega3test.com and the offer code on the bottom, enter Dr. Kevin, Dr. Kevin 4999, and you'll get the $200 test for $49.99. It is a great offer. Do it soon. Do it now. And if you want to discuss results, you're welcome to come in and talk to me about it. We are out of time, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stuart, as always, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. We always enjoy having you.
Thank you, Doctor. Have a great day.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the show next week with Dana Lake. I'll be back in 2 weeks. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.